And now, for a moment of clarity.
It wasn't about
more
no damn eggs,
please. More eggs, please. More eggs, please. I want to pick up on Eddie's point there, Everett, because I think what is lost is the impact on the men and women who make up our federal workforce. We know that there are pins in agencies that haven't been filled. So, yeah, you don't have to fill those. Those dollars can go back into the budget and be spent on other things. But when you have people doing their jobs, as both you and Eddie have noted, my dad was a federal employee based out of Cameron Station in the Department of Defense, right? I worked in both the congressional side of the federal government as well as the Naval Research Laboratory as a young kid for about 5 years. I was at the Naval. So I appreciate coming out of that space, both as a former federal employee and the to Eddie's point, the product of the good work that a federal employee gets to do, right? To provide for their family, also while giving service to the country. Talk about that human aspect of this that Donald Trump and Elon Musk don't give a damn about. Elon Musk wouldn't know what a federal employee's life and job and responsibilities are about if you sat him down and read it to him in a children's book. At that level.
That's true.
He still doesn't get it.
That's right.
And I think that all these folks reacting to a federal employee, oh, yes, well, what do they do, right? Well, they deliver your mail. They provide services that your grandparents are going to need. They are in the room trying to figure out how to make sure your benefits stay intact.
Absolutely.
Right? And a whole bunch of other things. So I wanted to pick up on the last part of the conversation with John Russ, because I thought it was very interesting in talking about the vaccination aspect of this and the fact that the U.S. does not vaccinate. It's you have companies that process chicken for meat, like Purdue and Tyson's Foods. They're saying not so fast because bird flu vaccinations could embroil their export business worth about roughly $5 billion annually. And if the U.S. begins this idea of vaccinating flocks, countries that import our chickens would then, you know, pretty much be cutting off those U.S. Poultry supplies because the standards could be different, et cetera. So this market is very dynamic in this space, which is why I was asking, you know, Trump's talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to bring down the price of eggs. It's not as easy as just demanding chickens lay more eggs.
It's not that easy. It's also not easy when you are firing the USDA officials who are in charge of the bird flu. I just had a viewer says there's a coup happening. How could you possibly be talking about the price of eggs? It's all connected, right? The fact that he is letting go of experts who were hired in order to take on these challenges so that then the price of your eggs could come down, it is all part of the same story. It's what he campaigned on. It doesn't seem to be his priority, though.
Well, but that's the point. You know, people say, well, why are you talking about the price of eggs? Well, you voted for him because of the price of eggs. That's why we're talking about it, because the price of eggs haven't come down, and the price of eggs can't just, like I just said, be commanded to come down by ordering chickens to lay more eggs, because there are other dynamics involved in how we process our food in this country versus how the rest of the world processes their food. And then even beyond that, and more importantly, to the central point, when you are laying off the individuals in the industry, in the federal government who work with the industry to help us begin to turn the corner so that we can get control in the prices. Yeah, prices aren't going down, folks. It's all connected that way. And it's not just chickens. Wait till we start seeing the impact in other aspects, because we have a Secretary of Health that don't give a damn about your kids' health. Because, you know, we're already seeing, you know, a rise of cases of measles in Texas and other childhood diseases in other parts of the country. And we haven't even gotten into the full extent of laying off and doing whatever, you know, Doge and Musk are going to do in the health space. So, yeah, let's start with the chickens, because you're next. American citizen, you're next. And that's
That's the problem here. When you don't appreciate why those federal employees are in places like the chicken and poultry industry.
Well, that's part of the tell. Part of the tell is also the fact that while he talked about bringing down grocery prices, he's actually dismantling the organization that was meant to protect consumers from everything from junk fees to hidden costs. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just a mom who shops for the family at the grocery store.
The power of the executive, they expand it much more than they currently have it. And it's like the executive is the only person there. So where's the Republican Party in all of this? Do they want to maintain power within Congress? Do they want to protect that branch of government? Or are they looking for an alternative, Michael?
An alternative to what? I don't know. What do you mean alternative?
An alternative to democracy, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the playbook. It's called Project 2025. They signed off on it. They lied to the American people about it. You don't hear members of Congress standing up rebuking Elon Musk, which would be easy to do because he's an unelected individual who is, you know, taking a chainsaw to the federal government. So you would think that since they have control and charge of the federal government, that they would be somewhat put out by it, but they're not. And the reason they're not is that they are in alignment with what Trump wants to do, because that is the safest harbor that they can park themselves. They're just now having the town hall meetings, right? And reluctantly so. And the results that they're beginning to hear and see and experience is sending a shockwave, which I don't know why they're shocked, but they are, that the base is recoiling from all of this. Why? Because it's now hitting them. Just as you noted before, they didn't think that, you know, because I got this great new promotion in the Department of X that I'm going to be safe because I'm a Trump person. Well, no, you're not. You're expendable because you're a federal employee. And when they want to cleave 2 million federal employees from the rolls, where do you think that's going to come from? So this is the new reality that's starting to set in. You know, is it legal? No. But does anyone give a damn? No, because the courts are not going to be the safeguard here. They're not going to be the bulwark to this. I mean, when it gets to the Supreme Court, you'll find that out. And so I think that there are going to have to be other activities, measures that will help redefine this moment from the direction it's currently headed.
Dare I ask you, Michael, about Bongino being at the FBI?
It's just one more example of someone who's not competent and capable for the job that they're being put into. He is a sycophant of Donald Trump. He is there to carry out what Trump wants. He's a Secret Service agent. He was a former Secret Service guy. He's not an FBI guy. He's not a DOJ guy. He's not a guy who's dealt with the kind of law enforcement issues that are required for the job and the oversight of that agency. But it is consistent. He comes from radio. He's a familiar face and name for a lot of the base, and that's a box checked. It's not a good day for the American people in terms of government service and protection, because you just got one more Trump stalwart inside the building.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on MSNBC.